Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey guys, before this show starts, just want to let you know that over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form as well. You love podcasts, we love making podcasts. Go and check it all out. That's redmenplus.com. Sign up for as little as £5 a month. You will not regret it. Now, enjoy the show.
Più veloce possibile, per favore. Grazie.
Yeah,
did it appear at the end there that you went over to the
Liverpool
fans and said sorry? What was your message to them at that point?
Yeah, of course. It's a long flight from Liverpool to Napoli. All the things that people invest. I understand it 100%. It was a very disappointing night, so of course I have to say sorry for that. It's clear.
Overall, then, what do you feel
cross
season height, and what do you need now to move forward from here and get back to the team showing
its best? So it's obviously not the first time tonight that I speak to the media, as I said now a couple of times. So I think the problems we had tonight were obvious. So number one, Napoli played a really good game, we played a really bad game. Why did we play a bad game? A little bit because we cannot ignore the start, how it happened. It started with the penalty, then shortly after that, another penalty. So in this atmosphere, that's not easy. But our problem is obviously a different one. We just didn't play good enough. And that means in our specific case, we were never compact. I can't remember a situation where we were compact. We had for 60 minutes not one counter-pressing situation in a game where we lost a lot of balls just because we were too far away from everything. That means we are too wide in possession. We are, we don't push up with the last line. The midfield is not connected. So these are the football things. They're obvious. The question is now, because I know the boys want to play a good game, want to do the right thing, the question is why they don't do it, why we don't do it. And it's obviously my job to figure that out. So it's not the first time that we don't play particularly well, I know that. And there are some reasons which we know, but I really think with all the things that happened, we should have played tonight a much better game, and we didn't. And again, my responsibility, just the problem is, since the game finished, I speak to media, I didn't have time to think or whatever, and I really think it makes sense to think a second longer, watch the game back, try to understand, and then have the right message for the boys, because that's the most important thing.
I appreciate some still out of the game and everything, but it seems to quote from yourself saying, I'm reinventing the team to get away from this. What way is that possible?
Look, I'd say it's now. How I said, you don't think a lot after a game, you react more. So when I said that, it's true, that we have to kind of reinvent ourselves because it's just so basic things were not there. So it's a difficult period, no doubt about that. But if you're not playing exceptionally well, you still can defend on a really high level. We should be able to do that, and we are, obviously. But in this moment, we are kind of in between. Like, you know, the start in the game that doesn't help. So, like, if we want to defend well and concede a penalty after 3 minutes, in the next one, I don't know exactly when it happened, but after 10 minutes, that's obviously then you cannot exactly do that. So, it's like we are in between. Well, tonight, we were caught in between, if you want. But still, it's it's a job to do. That's what I mean. It's not that we have to invent a new kind of football. We always try to improve, but at this moment, obviously, everybody would be happy if we just could play similar stuff to what we used to play, let me say, like they said tonight. That was the least compact for performance I saw for a long, long time on us and other teams as well. It was just, again, Napoli was really good, but we made it easy for them, like, because we lost the ball in areas, and then the next situation was a counter-attack. No, that's not how it should be, and that's why a few things are really clear. We have to change that, and the reason why it's now like this is getting a bit more clearer as well, but I need time to for just saying the right things, because in the moment it's not 100% clear.
Good evening. Given that Napoli have such fast forward players, was it not a risk to play with such a high line?
The high line is a risk if you don't have can get pressure on the ball easily. If you have a high line and the opponent has absolutely no, we don't have any pressure on the guy on the ball, yes, then it's a risk, but that's usually not the case. The problem is not the high line. We need the high line to be compact. The problem is that we never were close enough to put the opponent under pressure.
Hi,
Klopp.
My name is Omar Akatsuba. I represent Women's Sports.com. You talked about having a bad game. And you've had a couple of bad games this season, which has culminated into your worst season since you became the manager of Liverpool. This same thing has happened to Thomas Tuchel, which has led to the sack. Do you kind of worry that this same thing might happen to you?
Not really, but who knows? The difference with our... obviously, there are different kind of owners. Our owners are rather calm and expect from me to sort the situation and not thinking that somebody else would sort it. If that's how they always saw it, and on the day when they change their thoughts, then they might tell me.
Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video, and if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com, you get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month, exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.